Hello, is this Kevin?
It is.
All right. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 21 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. What is your race?
Black, African-American.
All right. What is your age?
46.
46, all right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. And for each, I want you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you to have them address it. So you can use a 10 if you think it's a really important issue, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
10, all right. Fighting racism and discrimination.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
8.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
8.
8, all right. And now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse,
all right. Getting worse, okay. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Say that again.
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse,
all right. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? And you can select up to two issues if you would like. So the list goes ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, vaping, marijuana, and other cannabis products, cigarettes, or opioids and fentanyl.
Okay. Access again?
For sure. The question or just the list?
What am I doing? Am I giving a list?
No, I'm for this
can I
one.
Can I have extra, one second. Can I have extra dressing for the salads? Is that possible?
Okay. Mango dressing?
Yeah. All right. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? And you can select up to two issues. And the list goes ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, vaping, marijuana, and other cannabis products, cigarettes, or opioids and fentanyl.
Party drugs and alcohol.
All right. Party drugs and alcohol. All right. So I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. And tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Yes.
All right. So do you strongly agree?
Can I ask how many more questions? How many more questions are there?
Well, we're about 50% done with the survey.
How many more minutes will it be?
Minutes? I want to say about 5, maybe, if we just speed up the questions and go, like fast. So would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, if you could please tell me if you're either very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with these products. So the first one is e-cigarettes or vapes.
Very familiar.
Heat not burn tobacco products.
Not familiar,
all right. Oral nicotine pouches.
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar, all right. So As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Because the cost of smoking has gone up, because there has been more education and anti-tobacco advertising, because there has been an introduction to of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or because there has been more government restrictions and bans?
Smoke-free alternatives.
Smoke-free alternatives, all right. So now I'm going to read you 2 statements, and if you could please tell me which one you agree with more. So statement A says, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risks to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Statement B says, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is now safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come. So which statement do you agree with more, with statement A or statement B?
Statement B.
Statement B somewhat more or strongly more?
Somewhat more.
All right. So, and would you say vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Less harmful.
Less harmful? So would that be much less harmful or somewhat less harmful?
I guess somewhat less harmful.
All right. So now I'm going to read you just some short statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. And for this one, if by each statement, if you could just tell me if you kind of like rate it. 0 would mean that you do not agree at all with the statement. 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement. And 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. And you can choose any number and let like scale from 0 to 10. So the first one is, opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking.
8,
all right, thank you. So our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking. From our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce smoking rates and save as many lives as possible.
Seven.
All right. Thank you. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether.
10.
All right. So over the course of a survey, people changed their minds, and it's totally okay if you haven't, but I just kind of have to ask one last time. So do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes from the African-American community?
I would agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
I guess strongly.
Strongly, all right. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? And I'm just going to give you a list, and you can just say yes or no. Cigarettes.
What's the question again?
In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products?
Okay.
Cigarettes.
No.
Cigars.
No.
Pipe tobacco.
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products.
No.
Oral nicotine pouches.
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes.
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
No.
All right, so we're almost done. The last 2 questions are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
College, would that be like a bachelor's or an associate's?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's? All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say it's wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle.
How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Non-strong.
In the 2020 presidential elections, meaning 4 years ago, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye.